Angular filtering. When you're using eager loading or eager loading, and you're accessing some navigation property on an object that you fetched from the SQL Server, that navigation property actually have the background data loaded from the SQL Server. Everything was fetched in a single query when you eager loaded the data from a SQL Server. Now, if you have multiple nested entities, let's say you have an object that has a navigation property that is a collection of objects, and that each item of that list can also have a navigation property that is a list, then if you're retrieving data from the SQL Server, it is rendered to a transact SQL or materialized to transact SQL as left joints that are nested. And this is generating pretty inefficient query because a huge amount of data is duplicated. So very often you don't need to retrieve all the items from that specific collection. For example, you need to retrieve only items that are active if you're using soft delete. But if you're filtering these in the end using the where condition, then before these records can actually be filtered out, they first need to be joined, which is very inefficient. You just retrieve a huge amount of data, you do the join, and then you filter things out. So include filtering allows you to put filters into those nested joins. So instead of filtering after you did all the joins, you construct the query in such a way that it gets filtered immediately. Like those nested queries can have filtering criteria. So this way you limit the number of rows that are then joined together, and this way you improve the performance.